Five times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had five times more winners, or a Sunday with five times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Napa know-how.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, and recycling fees. Offer expires 3/31/17.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on NASCAR Race Recap.
Under the blazing hot sun of Phoenix, let's run them down. 10-1, Denny Hamlin, Jimmy Johnson at number 9. Then you got Eric Jones, Daniel Suarez with a solid top 10, Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. at number 4, Kyle Busch should have been the winner, was easily on his way to a win, led 114 laps, it was not to be. At number 2, again, for the third straight, second place finish, he's the points leader though, Kyle Larson.
A solid run for us, wish we would have been the winners. You know, I thought we were in the, or I knew we were in the best spot. Just, I turned across Ricky's nose and got sideways and killed both of our runs off of 2 and allowed Newman to get out on us.
Man, this came out of nowhere. Ryan Newman grabbed his second career Phoenix win on a late race gamble, staying out on old tires. His last win, by the way, 2013, also Phoenix.
Hard-fought battle, hard-fought 4 years. Got to thank Richard and Judy, everybody at RCR and ACR for giving me the opportunity to drive the race car, but also giving me a race car that's in contention to win a race.
Ryan ends a 127 race winless drought. That is huge. And the irony here, Joey Logano blowing a tire late in the race, like under 10 to go. He pounds the wall. He's okay, by the way. But it cost Kyle Busch an easy victory, who was just clicking off laps at that point. If you remember back at Vegas, those two had a little disagreement.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap.
Beauty's biggest event is here, when my favorite brands are half off at Ulta Beauty. I'm checking out the beauty steals and marking my calendar. I see blushes, brighteners, and brushes, primers, powders, and pencils, mascaras, cleansers, and lip collections. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off different prestige favorites from brands like Urban Decay, Tarte, and more. Hurry in to seize the beauty steals before the event ends April 8th. Ulta Beauty, all things beauty, all in one place.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples. Your office away from home.
So let's get to it, shall we? Your first full week in over a week of the Afternoon Players Club. After one weekend of the NCAA tournament, we peek ahead to the Sweet 16. We say goodbye to the Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball team after an overtime defeat last night against TCU. And we also hear from Kirk Ferentz. Later today, full 3 hours till 7 p.m., Tyler and Todd were next.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Coming to you live from Studio A and worldwide on the KGYM radio app. Here are your hosts, Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp.
As we welcome you back on a Monday, the 20th day of March. Hopefully you made it through your St. Patrick's Day weekend. Hopefully you enjoyed the overload of opening weekend of the NCAA tournament. Tyler Ryder, Todd Brommelkamp, 1600 AM, the historic main gym. 106.3 FM from the South Gym in Iowa City, and also 107.5 FM, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids. Worldwide at KGYMradio.com. A lot of storylines you got to latch onto when it comes to the NCAA tournament. The ACC gets 9 in, only one advance to the second weekend. The Big Ten, how many of those teams a month ago would you take to the Sweet 16? Big Ten says we'll take 3. The Pac-12 flexing their muscles as they're looking to end their drought since 2007 and getting a conference team to the Final Four. Todd Brommelkamp, myself, We're going to be handing you off this evening to more NBA action as well as ESPN nightly programming. Partner, good afternoon to you, man.
Good afternoon. I think we've got the World Baseball Classic tonight as well. Puerto Rico taking on the Netherlands on all three of our frequencies coming up at 7:30 tonight as the WBC winding down. Team USA looking to bring home a championship, but tonight it'll be the Puerto Ricans and the team from the Netherlands. Boy, what a weekend for Big Ten basketball news, not necessarily even related to teams that were in the NCAA tournament. You have Indiana with its pursuit of Steve Alford, and will he or will he not be the guy? And Illinois with perhaps the college coaching coup of the year in going out and luring Brad Underwood. Didn't really lure him away from Oklahoma State, but that was an eyebrow raiser to say the least. He's officially introduced today in Champaign, and suddenly the landscape for winning in the Big Ten gets a lot more difficult, because I do think Brad Underwood's a terrific hire for the Fighting Illini, and we're going to get into that and a little bit more coming up. As we said, lots of Big Ten storylines to get to. Who would have thought that Purdue and Wisconsin would be there? It's absolutely amazing performance, in my opinion, by the Big Ten, along with Michigan, which is one of the hottest teams in the country right now and has been ever since the harrowing, I guess you would call it, near-death experience when the plane came off the runway before they even left Ann Arbor for the Big Ten tournament. You've got a couple blue bloods that are out. I'm sure there are a lot of people terribly saddened to see Duke dispatched by South Carolina. And how about that story? Gamecocks winning an NCAA tournament game for the first time in quite some time with Frank Martin as the head coach. Duke now sits on the sidelines along with last season's defending champion Villanova, ousted from the tournament by the aforementioned Wisconsin Badgers. But yet, we still have nine people with first-place brackets in the KGYM Bracket Challenge.
All that and more coming up after we dive right into what took place yesterday evening between the Horned Frogs and the Hawkeyes, a contest where I was waiting all weekend to see who was going to get me on the edge of my seat, what was going to be the contest that delivered really two fighters going to their corners and continuing to answer the bell. And you had to look at Iowa City and the NIT. And what was similar to how the Hawkeyes had their ending of the regular season set up heading into Washington, D.C., where they were on a little bit of a winning streak, things setting up to their advantage to move forward. Indiana sat there in Washington, D.C., Hawkeyes knowing that they were on the bubble could have improved their standings with the committee and their RPI as well as their March resume, but they fall short against Indiana. Now you have Alabama falling early in the NIT. You have Clemson, the two seed, falling early in the NIT. A Richmond-Oakland winner waiting for the Hawkeyes. All they have to do is get by a Big 12 team that knocked off Kansas in Kansas City during the Big 12 Conference Tournament. It took overtime. This was a team that was out Jalen Fisher, and they find a way to survive the Hawkeyes in a late rush. 94-92, TCU is now going to be playing host to the Richmond Spiders. What a way to end the regular season. What a way to end the conference tournament. And then now you get into the NIT side of things, Todd. And you have to look at the Hawkeyes and you got to say, what if? What would have happened had maybe the Hawkeyes hit a free throw here or there in that contest yesterday that went 45 minutes?
Well, and there really is no excuse for losing that game yesterday for the Hawkeyes. They miss 11 free throws. They turn the ball over a ton, especially in the first half. They were lucky to be in the game, quite frankly. And I thought it was interesting afterwards. Normally, you know, it feels like a funeral when the season is over, and it did not feel that way yesterday. First off, the atmosphere in Carver was great, and for those of us who were there, like Scott Docterman from the Land of Ten wrote a very interesting piece online today about the fan support for the two NIT games, and if you're Gary Barta and you're Iowa, how do you get those people to remain interested and fill Carver Hawkeye Arena? And I don't necessarily say get new blood in there, but if you were at either one of those NIT games, the home games, you know the atmosphere was much different than it was during the regular season, even during a Big Ten game. I mean, there was something about that crowd, especially yesterday, a sellout for the NIT, which is virtually unheard of. And so you had the crowd that was there. Very few people left their seats, even as regulation was winding down. They stayed in their seats. They cheered that team on. Ultimately, they come up 2 points short. And then afterwards, in talking with a lot of the players, I expected Peter Jok to be a little disappointed. I expected Jordan Bohannon, Cordell Pemsel, those guys to be disappointed. Like I said, at the end of the year, lots of times it feels like a funeral. And I think these guys were equal part disappointed, but also very much excited for next season. And as Fran McCaffrey said yesterday, their work on 2017-2018 begins essentially today. They have turned the page, and I know Rick Brown, our friend formerly of the Des Moines Register, now does a little work with the university, among other places, says, hey, Tyler Cook, after that game is over last night, he's in the practice gym getting up shots because he's already turned his attention to his sophomore season. So from that standpoint, a pretty interesting way for the season to end. I didn't have a good read on that game going into it last night, but TCU came to play. They took advantage of Iowa's turnovers, Iowa's miscues. And as Jordan Bohannon said, maybe if things are a little bit tighter, if they're not as sloppy in those departments, the bottom line is you can't go 8 of 19, which I think is what Iowa finished at the free throw line, and expect to win too many games. But very much a building block for next season.
60.4. That's Iowa's free throw percentage without Peter Jok's stats factored in. Again, I know that's not fair when it comes to the overall numbers because 14 was part of this team, but looking forward to next year, when you do take the seniors' free throw stats out of the picture, this team would have shot less than 61% from the year from the free throw line. One of the many things that need to get cleaned up for this Iowa basketball team to contend in 2017-18. With Fran McCaffrey at the helm. 366-1600. Hawkeye fans, your chance to put a wrap on this season that is going to see the women last a little bit longer than the men as their NIT contest. They are going to be, I believe it's Wednesday coming up, is it not?
Thursday they host Colorado at 7 o'clock. The Buffaloes coming in with a 17-15 record. So raise your hand if you had Lisa Bluter and the Iowa women as the last college basketball team in the state of Iowa. Still playing. I don't know about you. I had a great time Friday at La Cantina, their new location off Edgewood in the Fountains. And we brought back with us from Friday five $30 gift cards to La Cantina. You can actually use them at any of their three locations, but we recommend the location that we were at on Friday. We've got one of those $30 gift cards for you today, sometime before 7 o'clock tonight. You'll excuse me. I think I still have a little bit of a chip stuck in my mouth. We went to town on the chips and salsa and the queso, and I think Megan is still there in the back room just waiting to refill the chips for like a 17th time. But thank you very much, not only to La Cantina, but to Coach's Corner on Thursday for their hospitality. And if we can't be on the air watching these games, we might as well be out with you, the listener. And we met many of you, not only Thursday, but Friday as well. And just had a fun time setting up for a weekend of basketball.
You were very friendly when you had a margarita in your hand on Friday.
I had margarita. I had the fajitas. We met Buzz, who came down from up by Dubuque, and John was there. And some of our coworkers stopped by after the St. Patrick's Day parade downtown Cedar Rapids. See, they wanted to get away from the craziness downtown, and then, as I understand it, things got pretty crazy at La Cantina later on that night because they had a heck of a dinner crowd in there. So who would have thought? St. Patrick's Day, Mexican restaurant, but there were a lot of people out there that said, yeah, we'll let the other folks have some corned beef and cabbage. We'll go out and get some Mexican. So it was fun. And
Moses and Christian, shouts to you guys. Appreciate all the love as well.
Now we move on to the Sweet 16. Gets underway on Thursday, and I think we're going to take a dive coming up in hour number two into some of the games and some of the moments over the weekend. Greg Marshall's wife, Jim Phillips' son during the Northwestern game. We'll get to all of that. John Walters is going to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. He'll look back on Iowa State's loss to Purdue. Terrific comeback. Ultimately falls just a little bit short in Milwaukee. And then Mac McCausland is going to float with us tonight. Not to make a Stephen King It reference there, but we all float down here. Mac is landing in Des Moines from Las Vegas around 5:20. So he may or may not be available at his regular time of 5:30. So we may push Mac to 6 o'clock. But we are going to have him on the program tonight, and we're going to find out who Mac likes in the Sweet 16 moving forward.
Again, NIT talk, March Madness talk, hearing from Kirk Ferentz all throughout your Monday program here on the Afternoon Players Club, your Eastern Iowa ESPN Radio, as we continue things right after this, KGYM.
So you love to go out for dinner, but your budget has other priorities? Well, now for a limited time, Hurricane Grill & Wings at Lyndale is bringing you huge weeknight discounts. Like 40% off on Mondays, 30% Tuesdays, 20% Wednesdays, and 10% Thursdays. Yes, every Monday through Thursday, now through the end of March, Hurricane at Lyndale is offering you deep discounts on our entire menu. It's our way of helping you dine out more often. Rewards members even get 10% back on their rewards cards in addition to the discounts. Don't miss Hurricane Bargain Days now through March with Hurricane Grill & Wings at Lyndale Mall.
Hi, I'm Amelia, and at my age of 14, I just don't want to be tied down with any long-term commitments. If computers at your business break, call Network Computer Solutions, and they'll fix the problem quickly and just charge you for the work they do. No contracts are needed that tie you down. You've got plenty of time to worry about commitments later. We have our whole lives ahead of us.
Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
What kind of job would make you happier? One that pays more? One that makes you feel appreciated? One that offers the kind of benefits that world-class companies can offer? Red Star Yeast in Cedar Rapids has all that and a lot more, like company picnics and nights out at the ballpark. You get the benefits of a big company with a family feel at Red Star Yeast. What that means is you're appreciated and you're heard. Red Star Yeast is looking for production operators. All you need is a high school diploma and great work ethic. To learn more about joining the Red Star Yeast family in Cedar Rapids, visit the careers page at redstaryeast.com.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. To find your local Kubota dealer, visit iowakubotadealers.com.
He doesn't necessarily need his dog to pick up women, but it helps.
Aww, cute.
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYN.
As we continue from Studio A on the southwest side to Cedar Rapids, poll question available to you at KGYMradio.com. What was the biggest story from the first week of the NCAA tournament? There are five options for you to choose between. The defending national champion Villanova getting ousted early by Wisconsin. Three Big Ten teams advancing. Three Big 12 teams still being alive for Sweet 16 weekend. South Carolina and their win over the Dukies. Or Brad Underwood bolting from Stillwater after one season. Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast, Cedar Rapids, behind the Taco John's and beside the Home Depot. Right now, Todd, neck and neck, three different stories people are latching on. And as you've already brought it, none bigger, it seems, right now than Brad Underwood finding his way to Champaign. Again, as I just mentioned, 1 year after looking like he was going to be setting up shop for quite a few years in the Big 12 in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Actually, Iowa State comes into play in that story because the athletic director in Stillwater compared the program to Iowa State and sort of implied that Underwood would not get the Cowboys to the level of Kansas in the Big 12, and that was part of the reason that he packed up and bolted. Also, about 2.75 million other reasons for him to leave as well, but we'll tell you about that on our first Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Iowa's season came to an end yesterday in men's basketball as the Hawkeyes fell 94-92 in overtime to TCU in the second round of the National Invitation Tournament. Freshman Jordan Bohannon scored a career-high 25 points and dished out 13 assists as Iowa finished its season at 19-15. Peter Jock scored 22 points in his final game as a Hawkeye as Iowa now turns its attention to next season. The Iowa women are still playing. They will host Colorado in the third round of the WNIT Thursday night at Carver Hawkeye Arena. That contest is set for a 7 o'clock tip-off. Iowa beat South Dakota 78-73 Saturday to move on in the tourney field. Colorado brings with it a 17-15 record to Iowa City. Iowa coach football coach Kirk Ferentz met the media this afternoon in Iowa City as the Hawkeyes gear up for spring football. Their first practice is set for Wednesday. Ferentz announced today LeVar Woods will be Iowa's new special teams coordinator. There will no longer be a running game coordinator. In other football news of note, running back Akram Wadley, now said to be over 190 pounds. And Illinois officially introduced Brad Underwood as its new basketball coach today. The former Oklahoma State head man set to make $2.75 million in his first season on the job. That leaves just the Indiana job open, with the speculation being former Iowa coach Steve Alford, the number one target for Fred Glass and the Hoosiers. Alford's UCLA squad advanced in the Sweet 16 to the Sweet 16 last night with a win over Cincinnati.
Thumbs up, thumbs down on LeVar Woods getting moved to special teams coordinator. Again, third position in 3 years from linebackers, tight ends, now with special teams coordinator getting added to the list as well.
Well, LeVar's got a pretty good knowledge of special teams, and I think that'll ultimately wind up being a good move for them. A couple other tidbits to come out of that news conference today, and our producer Alex Kuhn was down there. We'll hear from Kirk Ferentz coming up in hour number three. But the quarterback job is open, at least as open as it can be, although Kirk Ferentz did acknowledge that certain players have more experience than others. And the team is ready to get rolling. As we mentioned during the Big Board update, Wednesday, Iowa's first practice. They're going to do that spring game at night this year. They're going to do the Des Moines practice on a Friday night as well. Just trying to think outside the box to get a little extra attention toward the program. And one item that we didn't get in on the big boards, certainly worth mentioning as we piggyback on the Iowa basketball conversation, Hawkeyes have two incoming recruits named Gatorade Players of the Year. Now, Joe Wieskamp, Iowa's Gatorade Player of the Year, won't be on campus for another year. The Muscatine Jr. taking home the honors here in the Hawkeye State. But Luca Garza, the Washington, D.C. area Gatorade Player of the Year, he will be on campus next year for Iowa, and a big part of the reason that Fran McCaffrey is looking forward to turning the page to 2017-2018. Fran, I thought, was in a remarkably good mood yesterday for somebody whose season had just ended and his team had just played as poorly at times as it did. I still don't understand the free throw issues, and the turnovers were just sloppy at times yesterday, but I keep going back to the free throws. And it's not like Iowa's the only team in the country that struggles from the free throw line, but poetic justice, if you will, Cordell Pemsel pulling up from essentially what was the free throw line, the top of the key yesterday, with that wide open shot to possibly force a second overtime as time expired, and he couldn't miss it. So Iowa struggles from the free throw line all day, and then Pemsel takes a shot essentially from the free throw line and couldn't push the game into a double overtime.
You know, the way I'm going to look at this season, when we look back on it from when all these freshmen came in and then the freshman movement building towards what could be for this Hawkeye basketball team down the line, is we have to be able to look at it one way or the other. We can't kind of have our cake and eat it too when it comes to the Hawkeye basketball team this season. What I mean by that is there were so many people for so long this season that said, well, that's going to happen against teams like Memphis and Notre Dame because this is a rebuilding year. That's going to happen against teams like Virginia. Oh, we slipped up against Omaha. Things will happen like that. This is one of those rebuilding years. Then you see the Hawkeyes go through really that roller coaster ride where they would rip off three, they'd lose three, then they'd rip off three more, only to go back and forth with a lot of the ups and downs of the season. But then fans started getting excited again, saying, look, what if we can go ahead and maybe build ahead of the curve of what's happening right now, win four straight between Indiana and Penn State, and then emotions are riding high going into Washington, D.C. Indiana beats up on this team. The Hawkeyes, you have to play the hypothetical question, what would happen had they maybe shown up, given more of a fight against a Hoosier ball club? What if they get to the second day, third day of the Big Ten tournament? Then they get into the NIT as a one seed. Fans pick it up once again. There's excitement in Iowa City about this basketball team. Things fall into place for Fran McCaffrey's team with the Bama and the Clemson loss early in the Iowa region of the NIT. And then here's TCU, who a lot of people, as you put it earlier, not a lot of people knew what to make of this game before tip-off.
They knew it was going to be a struggle for this team, and they had their opportunities throughout the majority of the contest. And just the small things, it seemed, kept the Hawkeyes from really, again, being ahead of the curve and really growing on next season.
Hawkeyes were actually favored by 2 points, I think, going into yesterday's game. And a good back and forth. They needed to take care of the ball better, and they certainly needed to do a better job from the free throw line. Talking about the crowd, Kyle on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line says, Gary Barta should take note. The tickets were cheaper for the NIT, and Iowa had full houses and a great atmosphere. You're going to have to juggle that with your season ticket sales and taking care of the boosters who write the checks that help your program plug along. I mean, it is a very fine line for Iowa to walk. And again, I'll see if I can get the link to Scott Docterman's piece from the Land of 10 on our Facebook page, at least disseminate it somehow for those of you who haven't read it, because it does make some very interesting points about the difference in the atmosphere. And if you think for a second that the players and coaching staff didn't notice it, you'd be absolutely wrong, because Fran McCaffrey, one of the first things he did yesterday was talk about the atmosphere, and the players afterwards as well, talking about just absolutely how electric Carver Hawkeye Arena was. Now, it's not always going to be that way. The Georgia NIT game during Tom Davis's tenure, I think they had 3,000, maybe 4,000 tops there for that. So this is, I think, a special set of circumstances where the fan base understood what the expectations for this team were at the beginning of the season. They liked how this team battled down the stretch, never gave up, finished with that 4-game winning streak during the regular season, and they wanted to turn out and support this team, and that's what they did. A full house yesterday for the NIT, virtually unheard of, but at the end of the day, it wasn't enough to push the Hawkeyes over the top. Lou on the text line wants to know where the love is for Corey Clark. Certainly have to give a tip to him, and if this were television, we would be playing over and over and over the clip of him throwing Terry Brands to the mat in celebration. But Corey Clark, a national champion at 133 for the Hawkeyes as they come up short in St. Louis in pursuit of a national championship. Penn State now, I believe, has won 6 of the last 7, and certainly a little dynasty being built there by Cale Sanderson out east.
Well, if you didn't get your fill here on KGYM of the NCAA tournament, perhaps you joined us Thursday or Friday at Coach's Corner Sports Pub or La Cantina, their third location in the Fountains off Edgewood Road. And we just talked about the 4-game winning streak that the Hawkeyes had a feather in their cap to wrap up the regular season. One of those victories against the Wisconsin team, who had quite a weekend of their own against the defending national champions. We turn things over to Westwood One, which you heard here on KGYM.
Shot is up. Shot is no good. Rebound down to DiVincenzo. 2 seconds to go. They get it to Brunson. Late to the floor. Shot is no good. And the defending national champions have been eliminated. The top overall seed is gone from the 2017 NCAA tournament. Wisconsin knocks off Villanova 65-62. They're headed to the Sweet 16 for the fourth straight year.
The only team to advance to the Sweet 16 4 consecutive years. After having their hands full Thursday night against Virginia Tech, Wisconsin turns around 2 days later and they beat up on the defending national champions. Now Wisconsin, 1 of 3 teams joining Purdue and Michigan from the Big Ten Conference to advance to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. Other highlights to come from that weekend include South Carolina over Duke, as well as a big performance from Michigan after winning 4 games in 4 days in Washington, D.C. They get past Oklahoma State, and they continue their winning ways. And now you have to ask yourself, is Michigan even under the title of Cinderella anymore, or is this just a great basketball team that's starting to put W's together? As we kick off your Monday from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, Alex Kuhn joining us in the producer's chair. My name is Tyler Ryder, at Radio Ryder, at Todd Brommelkamp, as well as at APC on KGYM. If you're looking to score from La Cantina, if you're hungry, you're looking for that early lunch, or that late lunch or early dinner, we're going to give you that opportunity after we chat with John Walters. One of the most exciting games of the weekend, whether you were watching the NCAA tournament, whether you were watching NIT action, or if you heard John's call on the Cyclone Radio Network Saturday night, it was that showdown against Caleb Swanigan, Biggie, as they like to call him there in West Lafayette. and they take down the Iowa State Cyclones. Biggie, what's biggie, next? Biggie,
can't you see? For, I'm moving on to the Sweet 16.
You did not just do that off the top of your head. How long have you been waiting to break that off?
A couple hours.
We head towards your bottom of the hour Sports Center. It's being brought to you by Linder Tire, right on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes!
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes!
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with a set of new tires from Linder Tire.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. Warriors coach Steve Kerr and guard Steph Curry both disputing an ESPN report that Golden State was furious about inactivity from Thunder leadership leading up to Durant's first game back in OKC February 11th. Sources told ESPN's Chris Haynes the Warriors were the mindset that someone from ownership or management should have addressed the media on Durant's behalf to help ease the tension upon his return. Thunder taking on the Warriors tonight, 7 Eastern ESPN Radio. Durant remains out with a sprained knee and bruised tibia. ESPN's Mark Stein reporting Magic GM Rob Hennigan's job is in jeopardy. The team set to miss the playoffs for a fifth straight season since Hennigan was hired. NFL, Giants signed quarterback Geno Smith. The NFL Network reports the one-year deal, $2 million. Smith will likely be brought in as training camp competition. Raiders signed unrestricted free agent QB E.J. Manuel. Yankee shortstop Edi Gregorius will have further tests on his injured right shoulder, sustained playing for the Netherlands at the World Baseball Classic. NHL Penguins forward Evgeny Malkin out tomorrow in Buffalo with an upper body injury.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. If you're like me, you probably rely on your phone to get things done. So I know you'll want to hear about Kabbage's mobile app. Kabbage has created a simple way for business owners to get funding from their phones. Download the mobile app and you can complete the application in minutes and access funds anytime. Kabbage has provided over $2.5 billion in funding to 90,000 small businesses. Download the Kabbage app today or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Kabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Hey, Lucy, you're the CFO of this company.
That's why you pay me.
We need a better way to manage our expenses.
Concur.
Automated expense reports.
Concur.
Faster invoice processing, timely financial data, a whole system that helps us make better decisions around how we spend our money.
Concur.
While I appreciate your enthusiasm, I'm actually looking for ideas, not agreement.
That's why we're getting Concur for expense, travel, and invoice. Everything you described scaled perfectly to our business, and it's surprisingly cost-effective.
Lucy, you're a genius.
I concur.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. It's a great time to buy a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced one, Quicken Loans has options that may help you get pre-approved for a mortgage with as little as 1% down. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Trex composite decking is rot and splinter resistant. Wood is not. Trex is insect proof. Wood is not. Trex eliminates time consuming maintenance. Wood does not. Trex comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Wood does not. So here's the question. Why would you ever choose to build with wood? Make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Start now and save 50% on samples of the world's number one decking brand at shop.trex.com.
He likes his women like he likes his drinks, in pairs.
Twins, Basil, twins.
Tyler Ryder in the APC on KGYN.
4:37 and off your bottom of the hour Sports Center. We welcome you back, all three frequencies. including our historic main gym, 1600 AM, the North and South gyms, Iowa City's 106.3, Cedar Rapids, 107.5 FM. My name is Tyler Ryder, the gentleman to my right, my co-host Todd Brommelkamp. And tonight, your chance to score from La Cantina, we will hand that out to you, $30 to each of their locations. I say each, that makes it sound like we're giving you 30 that you can spend at three different locations. That is eligible to be used at each of their three locations.
Tyler said it.
Maybe $10 at the Fountains where we were Friday, right there off Blair's Ferry and Edgewood Road. Maybe another $10 in Marion, or you can use it. I actually made a second stop at La Cantina in downtown. That was actually later the evening on St. Patrick's Day when I was hanging out with a few friends. So I got my La Cantina fix. If you're looking for yours, Todd, we're going to do that coming up in the next 23 minutes.
It was after you got your wallet and keys back, correct?
I asked if I could keep them in your satchel.
And what did I tell you?
You said, as long as you don't forget them.
As long as you don't forget them and let me leave without giving them back to you. And what happened? I left without giving them back to you. That's okay.
You wouldn't have got to see Erica, though, who was very ecstatic to see you.
Got the keys back in your hand, and you were able to go on with your evening, and apparently, judging from social media, your early morning as well. Mac McCausland said to join us, a man who has put in many a long night in Las Vegas over the last 10 days. He's coming up either at 5:30 or 6 o'clock tonight. We're really not sure. It all depends on the airline taking Mac to the Des Moines airport, but I'm looking forward to talking a little NCAA tournament hoops with him as well.
You know, I don't say this because our next guest is joining us at his normal Monday 4:35 spot, but he's one of my favorites to chat with, and unfortunately, with basketball season coming to an end, I know Cyclone fans wishing they could have a do-over in those final 6 minutes. This will be the final time we're going to be chatting with John, at least for the foreseeable future until spring practice and things ramp up, coming up with the Iowa State football program. But John joining us now, courtesy of Craig Adamson, True Will Stewardship. And John, I got to say, man, it was one of those nights where when I saw the drought and then the lead for Purdue going into the locker room, I told a couple of my buddies, we were sitting at the house and had 1600 on the radio, and I said, you know, you guys can go and you can watch the game in the other room. I'm going to stay out here on the deck and listen to John's call, and then with every three-pointer, with every bucket, and this becoming just really a heavyweight fight in the final 6 minutes, I don't think we could have really asked for anything more outside of that Iowa State win. This was the game of the tournament. A lot of people, not just locally, but nationwide, wanted to see these two teams continue to go back and forth. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. It was a great basketball game. You know, I mean, Iowa State obviously didn't play its best, but credit Purdue. You know, I mean, they took a lot of things away that Iowa State wanted to do. And, you know, they got out to a 13-point lead at halftime, and all of a sudden they've increased it up to 19. And then Iowa State, you know, Coach Prohm has done this a lot this year where he kind of just tinkers a little bit and tries to find that lineup that's really going to click. And once he finds it, he stays with it. And he did. He found it with the, you know, Deontay Burton basically is the tallest guy on the floor for Iowa State, and he just stuck with that. And what that did essentially was, you know, it glued Haas to the bench. It took him out of the game. And then, you know, they were able to attack some things that even with Swanigan defending, they were able to get by him a little bit with Deontay Burton and get back in the basketball game and even take a lead. But, you know, I've always felt like, you know, when you hear the expression, expend a lot of energy to come back, you know. But I think in the case of Iowa State, you come all that way back, you take the lead, who's the next team to score? You know, because I think if Iowa State had scored next, instead of Purdue hitting that P.J. Thompson three that rolled around the rim a couple times and went in, if Iowa State gets that rebound, which they were in great position to do, and comes down and hits another shot, I think they might even pull away and win it by double digits. Because I think Purdue was really on the ropes at that point. But I think when you're Purdue and you get that shot down, you're thinking, okay, we weathered the storm. We got through that. We're going to be all right. And they settled back down. They're a championship team. They won the Big Ten championship, and they figured it out at the end. So credit to them again. But I know for a 10-minute stretch there, Iowa State couldn't play a whole lot better. And they certainly made it interesting, and it was a great game. And, you know, only one team goes happy in March, as they say. And it's not going to be Iowa State this year, but those guys can't look back at their careers with anything but satisfaction with the way that they represented and the things that they accomplished. It was a great, great four-year run for those guys.
John, when Thompson's three did find the bottom of the net, Did you, and maybe not at that moment, but when you had an opportunity, maybe on the bus to the airport or maybe getting back to Ames, were there any past moments that maybe went through your head that thought, man, it happened again? Because I can tell you at that moment, I immediately on Twitter went to the Cyclones hashtag. A lot of expletives, a lot of Aaron Kraft comments. It just seemed like that it was that point in time, and the game wasn't over. But Iowa State fans, they immediately related it to past situations and the eerie similarities, if you will.
Yeah, there's some similarities. I didn't think about that, but that's true. I mean, that you know, Aaron Kraft was not a great outside shooter, and in that battle in Dayton with a chance to go to the Sweet 16 on the line, you know, he rose up and hit a shot after there was a questionable blocking foul call on Will Clyburn on the other end of the floor. And that one was probably even more painful. You know, in this case, it was just a guy making a play. Right. The officials didn't do anything wrong. The guy made the shot. It didn't look particularly good coming out of his hand, but it found its way to the bottom of the net, and that's life, you know. And Iowa State had its chances after that, but I just think that Purdue kind of felt at that point that we're going to be okay, you know, and I'll give credit, you know, again, Vincent Edwards is a really good player. Caleb Swanigan is a really good player. I mean, those two guys played great. And Iowa State had some guys play very well also. And but those two were the difference in the basketball game for sure. And then, you know, there are other guys. Mathias played well, did some good things. Over Matt Thomas, you know, scored 20 points against him, and he's their top defender. I thought Matt played very, very well for Iowa State. But, yeah, I mean, if you're in close games, which Iowa State's been in a lot of this year, really in recent years, they haven't had a 15-point-plus loss in about 3 years. So they've been in a lot of close games. And you're going to win some and you're going to lose some with stuff like that. And this one didn't go their way, but not for lack of trying.
You mentioned how tremendous of a player Caleb Swanigan is. We get to see him up closer, got to see him now past tense in Big Ten play quite often. But I'm curious, what were your impressions of seeing him up close and personal as a player?
Well, he's good. You know, he's really good. He's relentless. Plays the game really, really hard. Understands it. And now that he's added that three-point shot to his game, it makes him much more dangerous. I think that that's the thing that's kind of elevated his play to a different level. And when they play us and Swanigan together, Swanigan basically stayed outside and shot threes, you know. And he made a couple, he missed some too, but his ability to do everything, he passed the ball very well in that game. I don't know that that has been his strength all year, but he did pass the ball very well in that game and had 7 assists. So, you know, you got to tip your hat to the guy. He was really, really good, and I think he and Edwards both have NBA futures, obviously. I mean, Swanigan, without a doubt. But I think Edwards is a guy, and he put his name in for the draft last year, and with his length and his ability to do everything out on the floor. Although I'll say this, and Purdue could not find a guy to defend Deontay Burton, and they tried both those guys, they tried other guys. Nobody could find a way to guard him in that second half. So, you know, a lot of good players on the floor, and that's what you expect in a round of 32 game where you've got, you know, the Big Ten champion, the Big 12 Conference Tournament champion, a 4 and a 5 seed. It was a game that lived up to its billing.
Deontay Burton, the slam, a little bit of a spoiler alert for the other half of the bar because a couple of the televisions on the other side were on a delay and they wanted to know what all the reaction was about. John Walters joining us 4:45 on Monday afternoon Players Club. Can you set the scene for what it was like in the locker room after 40 minutes came and went and Iowa State was on the wrong side of that score?
Oh, there were a lot of tears, you know. I mean, it was a reality that it's over for a bunch of guys who have invested a lot. And, you know, there were a lot of tears, a lot of hugs, as you'd expect. But everybody handled it with a lot of class as well. And, you know, it's kind of chaotic at the NCAA tournament. You have to wait, I think it's a 15-minute cooling-off period before they let the media enter the locker room. And that went even, I think, beyond that 15 minutes. I think they went probably 20 because Coach Frome was in there talking with the guys, and they were talking. And it lasted a little longer than even scheduled. But, you know, as I said, when you've invested as much as they have, it hurts when you get beat. And I think they went into that game with a lot of confidence. They felt like they could win it. And they didn't make some shots early on. They kind of dug themselves a hole. And then, you know, again, credit Purdue. I mean, those shots Mathias hit toward the end of the half to get their lead up to 13, especially the second one coming off that curl cut. I mean, he wasn't even squared up, and he just turns and launches it. That was a great shot, you know. And so you got to tip your hat to the guy. So, you know, Purdue deserved to win the game, and they did, and they move on. It would have been fun to go down to Kansas City one more time and see Iowa State play Kansas one more time, but I guess it wasn't meant to be.
How do you think Purdue matches up against Kansas, John?
Ooh, that'll be a really interesting game. I think they match up decently. I mean, Lucas and Haas can battle. Swanigan, you know, will I think, do his thing. I don't think there's any doubt that he'll produce. I do think they're going to have a hard time with the Kansas guards. I thought Iowa State had an advantage in the guard court, although, again, Matthias really did play well, but I thought Iowa State had an advantage there, especially when they went to all guards. But I think Kansas's guards are awfully good, Mason and Graham. And I would say, especially with the game in Kansas City, I would have to give the advantage to Kansas, but I expect it to be a hard-fought game. I think that'll be another interesting contrast in style. Kansas really loves to get up and down the floor. But I think that'll be a really good Sweet 16 game. I'll just be really surprised if Kansas doesn't get out of that region and make it to the Final Four. But, I mean, playing in Kansas City for them this year, I think, is a huge, huge advantage. And I think they'll take advantage of it and reach the Final Four.
How about the Big 12 in general? Because you see West Virginia making its way through, flexing its muscles, as well as Baylor has. I mean, both of them had difficult challenges in round number two, just as Iowa State did. But how do you think the Big 12 sizes up with the next two weekends coming and going?
Well, I think they'll do fine. You know, I think Baylor, who does Baylor play again?
I'm trying South to Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina in New York. I think it's a toss-up. South Carolina's playing very well. They certainly had a home court advantage in their game last night. I watched that game. Thornwell is really an outstanding player, but you know, I think Baylor can give teams a lot of problems. I think when you're talking about West Virginia and Purdue, you're talking about probably the two most difficult teams to prepare for in short notice in the Big 12, even more so than Kansas and Iowa State with their scoring ability, because those teams are so unique in what they do defensively that you have to figure out how you're going to attack it. And I think Baylor can do quite well, and I think, you know, West Virginia's style might be able to give Gonzaga some fits. You know, Gonzaga has very good guards. I expect them to handle that pressure at times and get good shots and score some points, but I think West Virginia can force some turnovers and get out and run. And I expect that game to be really interesting, too. I think the Big 12 has a great chance to get at least two of the three, if not all three, through to the round of eight. But I think Kansas will be the most likely one to get there.
Earlier today during the national programming here on our ESPN affiliate, they were asking who is the most likely number one seed to fall during the Sweet 16 weekend. And by majority, I mean, it was almost a landslide. They were saying West Virginia has the best chance to knock off Gonzaga. Quickly on that, is that something, at least with that full court press and the difficulties they had against Northwestern, could you see Gonzaga falling coming up this Thursday?
Yeah, and I think people probably based that, on West Virginia's played well. They looked very good against Notre Dame, but I think people probably based that as much on how strong they consider Gonzaga as number one when they've really struggled. You know, I mean, they were fortunate to beat Northwestern. I thought I was watching when that fiasco happened with the goaltend that wasn't called, and then, the follow it up with the technical was just really unfortunate for Northwestern. That was a bad deal for them. That really changed the momentum of that game. But Gonzaga's kind of shown its vulnerability, I think, a little bit in the first two games. So, I do think West Virginia has a chance. Bob Huggins is an outstanding coach. So is Mark Few. I look at it as maybe a little bit of an advantage to Gonzaga as a one seed, but barely. I would say it's almost a toss-up game. So, in that regard, I don't think it would be a huge upset if West Virginia was able to beat them.
John, I got to leave you on this. Tyler and I were talking in the office earlier today. We saw Chris Williams and Keith Murphy ghost hunting at the Pfister Hotel there in Milwaukee. Didn't see you in any of those clips. Are you a believer in the supernatural at all?
No, not really. I'm not sure Keith is either. I think Chris talked him into that one. But, yeah, they had a lot of fun. You know, there were quite a few opportunities to get together with those guys and everybody else. But, you know, when you're on these trips and you're playing the late game, my goodness, it's such a drain. You know, I got a cold just from walking back and forth to the arena and, you know, waiting all day for the games to roll around. It's hard. It's really, and you're in the city for 5 days. You know, it just feels like you're there forever. And so I didn't get a lot accomplished socially, but those guys did, and I take my hat off to them for that.
They always do. John, we appreciate you taking the time to join us during basketball season and look forward to checking in with you maybe once or twice during spring football.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, courtesy of Craig Adamson, a True Wealth stewardship partner. And I think Milwaukee, probably a tremendous host for the NCAA tournament, but unfortunately...
For the sick bug as well. Did you hear Halas earlier on the gym class?
No, I did not.
He had a little bit of a cold, Michael Austin.
Unfortunately, Iowa State will not be returning to the Power and Light District in Kansas City for a rematch with Kansas. I think it's one of the more interesting Sweet 16 matchups, Purdue in its size against Kansas. The Jayhawks, by the way, in Las Vegas are a 3.5-point favorite in that matchup. The other games involving Big Ten teams, Michigan and Oregon, opened as a pick'em, if you can believe that.
To me, when you look at the games that are going to be played Thursday, Friday, Purdue and Kansas will be the number two game because, unfortunately for them, if they were looking for hype factor, there are two blue bloods that are going to line up against each other coming up on Friday evening with UCLA and Kentucky. But I think with whether it was Iowa State or Purdue, that was going to set up to be a huge matchup that they were going to profile for the Sweet 16 weekend.
And Wisconsin, a 1.5-point underdog against Florida in that game in the East region as well. So plenty of basketball to come. It resumes on Thursday, and we will have those games for you right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That's the number to call for a $30 gift card to La Cantina. Good at any of their three locations. You've got Marion, downtown Cedar Rapids across from the U.S. Cellular Center, and the third brand-new location that we were just at on Friday, at the Fountains off Edgewood. Caller number 6-319-366-1600. The $30 gift certificate is going to be yours.
I ride my bike to work, pack an organic lunch with produce I buy locally. It's all good, but face it, green living can cost a little more. Here I am saving the planet, and my wife hassles me because we don't have savings for a rainy day. So I go to Dupaco for a free money makeover. They recycle all my loans into one easy payment that saves enough green to fertilize my savings account and even help me kick a little back to my community. Dupaco's cooperative thinking puts money to work locally by providing friends and neighbors low-cost loans, funding for small businesses, and more. With Dupaco's sustainable money methods, you can save the planet, save your marriage, and still save a little extra for fundraisers in your neighborhood.
Enriching lives through sustainable money methods. Some call that smart money.
I call it bright green.
Dupaco Community Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Save.
Borrow. Invest.
Insure. Trust.
If you're thinking about selling your home, now is the time to think about getting that sold sign planted out front ASAP. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about those sold signs. You see, each spring he buys a bunch of them because he plants them in people's yards. Doug has a nice shiny sold sign for your yard, and he plants them faster than a John Deere plants corn in the spring. Time is money, and Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Planting season is almost here.
Are you proud to pay taxes? Could you be just as proud by paying half as much? It doesn't matter how much is in your 401k if you give half to your money-grubbing uncle. I'm Craig Adamson with Adamson Financial Planning, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. We specialize in helping our clients pay less and keep more. We can help you too. Connect with us before April 15th at TrueWealthStewardship.com.
Craig Adamson offers securities and financial planning through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great.
Pave it to last with Paint Asphalt. See them at paintasphalt.com.
He always goes for it on fourth down.
What kind of play you got for this situation?
How about the annexation of Puerto Rico?
Todd Brommelkamp and the APC on KGYN.
Congratulations to Craig in Cedar Rapids. He just picked up $30 to La Cantina Mexican Grill. And why not? After such a successful Friday afternoon during the KGYM watch party, we continue. Full 3 hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We'll find out what you got for you Thursday and Friday to kick off the Sweet 16. Todd Brommelkamp has our next Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
Iowa's men's basketball season came to an end yesterday after a 94-92 overtime loss to TCU in the NIT. Freshman Jordan Bohannon had a career-high 25 points. He also dished out 13 assists as Iowa finishes its season at 19-15. Peter Jock in his final game as a Hawkeye scored 22 points. The Iowa women will host Colorado in the third round of the WNIT Thursday night at Carver Hawkeye Arena. That contest is set for a 7 o'clock tip-off. Iowa beat South Dakota 78-73 on Saturday at Carver Hawkeye to move on in the tourney field. Colorado 17-15 on the season. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz met the media this afternoon in Iowa City as the Hawkeyes get ready to kick off spring football practices. Their first session is set for Wednesday. LeVar Woods is Iowa's new special teams coordinator. Ferentz also announcing today that there will be no more run game coordinator. And Illinois officially introduced Brad Underwood as its new basketball coach today. The former Oklahoma State coach will make $2.75 million next season. That leaves one job in the Big Ten open, Indiana. Speculation continues to swirl that former Iowa coach Steve Alford is the number one target.
So what was your biggest takeaway from the opening weekend of the NCAA tournament? Not only is it our poll question, but some of those big highlights we're going to have for those of you next. 1600 AM, the historic main gym. 106.3 Iowa City South Gym and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Ryder and Brommelkamp. We continue the APC after this. KGYM.
You, the woman in the SUV pulling into the yoga studio. You got a truck for a reason, remember? So get some Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Why just explore your inner self when Firestone Destination LE2 is built for 60,000 miles of truck stuff? So get out as far as you can. Drive down to the Amazon, tool around the muck. Bring back a previously undiscovered type of mud mask. Find your truck tires at FirestoneTire.com. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Right now, Warriors coach Steve Kerr and star Steph Curry disputing an ESPN report that Golden State was upset over the treatment of Kevin Durant leading up to his first return to Oklahoma City on February 11th.